We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here today back in the house of the Lord. We know none been said, there's circumstances that we have to work around. And I believe the Lord will give us grace to overcome.
Amen.
Do those things that's necessary, even in time like this. I'm one that prefers, just quite frankly, I prefer that you go to the house of the Lord to worship Him. But I've been able to worship Him in a lot of other places. He's passed by. And when He passed by, I knowed it.
Amen.
Just as real then as He is in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
But I still prefer going to the house of the Lord. So, I'll never get over that, I don't guess. That's okay.
Amen.
You pray for us this morning. We do need your prayers, so very much so. Thoroughly enjoyed that that's been said on the songs that's been sung this morning. We hope and pray that you'll get something out of the remainder of the service. I'm going to read some, probably in two or three places. I could read in several places this morning, but we're going to try to limit it to as little as we can, and you just pray for it.
Yes,
16th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. We're going to read some, and then I believe we'll go to the book of Ephesians and read a little there. Lord being our heifer today. Wonderful. It's wonderful what you can get out of the Word of the Lord.
Amen.
A lot more in it than people think, for the most part. We're going to start with the 13th verse. 16th chapter, book of St. Matthew. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but My Father, which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus Christ. Book of Ephesians, I believe it is. First chapter. I'm going to try to just keep it simple as possible, as little as possible. I'm going to read some out of the first chapter, and then we're going over to the third chapter. In the first chapter, starting with the 18th verse, said, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Third chapter, first verse. "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth his name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Now, maybe correctly reading, that is reading a portion of some scriptures, some out of Matthew and then some out of the book of Ephesians. And I know this morning that this is some good reading. It's some wonderful reading. And we've got just a thought that we'd like to leave with you, God being our helper. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know altogether which way that we might go, but I will say this, brethren, as we read this scripture and as we study and as we comprehend, and God gives us the understanding of these things, brethren, it ain't nothing but glory to his name. It most certainly is. And that's what he said here. That all the glory and all the honor might be unto Jesus Christ. My friend, but he didn't leave me and you out. I want to talk about something. This morning, God being our helper. Brethren, I want to talk about the church. My friend, the church. Yes, sir. There's people round about today. They've made them church, and they've made them up things, my friend, about the church. My friend, and they tried to make a church. They most certainly have. Now you pray, my friend, for us for just a minute. Brethren, I'd like to settle down enough just to preach to you for just a little while. Everybody's got a view about a church. Brethren, about what a church is. First off, and let me get this out of the way where I can go on. My friend, a church. My friend, it is a body. It's a community. My friend, absolutely, of members. My friend, on earth or saints in heaven. My friend, brethren, it's a community. It most certainly is. It's a body, and I'll just leave it like that. My friend, and it does say that you've got to assemble. My friend, brethren, this building's not the church. My friend, we call this place Mountain View Baptist Church. You know why we do that? My friend, we do that because of the members that make up the body. My friend, of Mountain View Baptist Church. My friend, brethren, these people today. My friend, brethren, that thinks that it's a building. My friend, and they think no doubt that it's a club. My friend, or a social gathering. My friend, brethren, God set up the church. My friend, he most certainly did. My friend, what did he tell Peter in St. Matthew? My friend, he said, Peter, my friend, flesh and blood has not showed this. My friend, unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. He said, thou art Peter. He said, and upon this rock shall I build my church. My friend, what rock? My friend, I know that Peter's name was named Cephas. My friend, or a stone. My friend, but he didn't build the church in Peter. My
my friend, he built the church in Christ. And my friend, who gave all and does give all. Oh, he most certainly does. Now listen to me for just a minute if you want. My friend, to find a peace that Brother Danny, brethren, was talking about this morning. My friend, you're going to have to become acquainted with the church. My friend, the church of the living God. My friend, that body of people. My friend, that Christ died for. My friend, yes, sir, you ought to understand some things about God's Word. My friend, brethren, you're going to have to get in the church. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I read to you. My friend, where it talked about Christ. My friend, in the book of Ephesians. My friend, and about how that all the fullness was in Him. My friend, but didn't He say, my friend, that He give all that to the church? My friend, didn't He say He turned all that over to the church? My friend, listen to me. My friend, He ain't coming back for anything. My friend, except the church. My friend, the body. My friend, the body. You say, preacher, that can't be the body. My friend, He said He is the head of the body, which is the church. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, glory, hallelujah. My friend, these people this morning, brethren, that wants to get acquainted with the Lord and they want to know more. My friend, you'll never know more until you become part of the church. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember years ago. My friend, these people. My friend, brethren, got their idea about how. My friend, that you get into this thing. Yes, sir. I'm just going to mind the Lord for just a minute. My friend, I ain't much of one. My friend, brethren, to get out and say a lot. My friend, I ain't much of one to preach in a manner I am this morning. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing. My friend, there ain't anything take the place. My friend, of the church. No, sir. Not anything. My friend, you want to understand the riches? You want to understand the depth? The height, the width? My friend, brethren, I read it to you. Brethren, He said He'd give it to us. My friend, that we might understand and that we might comprehend. My friend, that we might comprehend what the church is. My friend, ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful? Brethren, that the Spirit of God can bring us together even in a time like this. My friend, no. No. My friend, brethren, there's a lot of folks think, my friend, that this world's in bad shape. My friend, I tell you, the world is. My friend, but thank God the church ain't. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, brethren, she's still alive. My friend, she's still well. My friend, and God still cares for them of the church. My friend, brother, nothing, not anything. My friend, that come, that Jesus came for. My friend, brethren, other than that, to build the church. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, He come to save that which was lost. My friend, He sure did. My friend, and He still does. How do you know where he saves them? After him in the church. After him, yes, sir. Yes. After him, I wish I could get on some of these other things. After him, that brethren, the message this morning is the church. After him, you need to get acquainted with her. After him, you need to love her. After him, yes, sir. Just like a mother. After him, just like a spouse. After him, brethren, she ordered how to be you all in all. After him, you want to know why things are so upside down. After him, it's because people have forgot how the church. Hear me. After him, you go in the book of Acts. Friend, and you'll read about the church on every hand. Yes, you will. Friend, why, preacher? It's not all together. The Acts of the Apostles. It's the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Friend, in the church. Friend, in the church. Listen to me. Friend, the Bible says there's 120 brethren in the upper room. While they was there waiting, how do you know what happened? Brethren, the Holy Ghost came. And filled each one of them. With cloven tongues of fire. Hear me. And brethren, that day, God added to the church. Friend, 3,000 souls. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Friend, you say, preacher, you think they ain't nothing in this world like the church? Friend, I don't only think it. Friend, I can prove it to you. Friend, by God's word. Brethren, he loves the church. Friend, the head of the body. Friend, hear me. The church is the body. He's the head. Friend, and I ain't seen a body yet that function without a head. No, sir. No, sir. Friend, it takes the head for it to function. Yes, it does. Cut the head off and it ceases to be. Friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Friend, I believe in helping people. Friend, I believe in stretching out through the community. Friend, I believe in opening your doors, my friend, for them that are in need. Friend, that I'll guarantee you one thing. There's not a one of them been born again until they believe from the heart. I've had people to come. Friend, to the church which I pastored. Friend, and tell me how much they've enjoyed it. Friend, tell me they're coming back. Friend, and tell you all kinds of things. Friend, and I really believe in their heart they mean it. Friend, but you know what happened? When they got and left the house of God. Friend, they didn't have nothing to keep them in the church. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Friend, it ain't hard for you to leave something when you're looking for a way out. Friend, I'll be honest with you. Friend, brethren, if people really wanted to be a church, be a part of a church, they ain't nothing in this world keeping you from it. No, sir. No, sir, preacher, I wished I had the faith that my mother had. Friend, or that my grandmother had. my friend, or that my grandmother's grandmother had. Help my friend, brethren, the only thing that's separating you from them. Help my friend, is you not believing. Help my friend, you gotta believe in the church. Help my friend, you gotta believe that she's the most precious thing there is in this world. Help my friend, yes sir. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, they ain't nothing, my friend, nothing. That'll keep you closer. My friend, in rank with the Lord. My friend, than being part of His church. My friend, hear me. My friend, I know. My friend, I really know. Brethren, there's a lot of folks try. My friend, there's a lot of folks try a lot of things. My friend, but thank God I'm just going to be plain with you. And I really don't like this saying. My friend, when you've tried everything else, I've been tried Jesus. My friend, I really don't like to say that. But the truth of it is, most people will try everything in the world before they give the church a chance. Yes, sir. My friend, listen to me. I made up, my friend, an assembly, a community. My friend, the people that believe. My friend, hear me. My friend, you say, preacher. My friend, what if you're wrong? My friend, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, do you keep listening to the devil? You'll never find the church. My friend, no, you won't. I know you won't. My friend, you'll never find the church precious. My friend, in your heart and in your life. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, it's sad. My friend, it's really sad. There's a lot of people there. They say they're born again. My friend, and they've never seen the church. My friend, for what she is. No, sir. You say, preacher, I just don't like all the rules. My friend, and all this and all that. My friend, I got a real good news for you. My friend, I've got ways about me that I don't like. My friend, brethren, but I'll tell you one thing. My friend, I like me well enough that I'm going to keep living with me. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, the same goes. You know why a lot of folks, my friend, brethren, can't get along together. Number one reason, they can't get along with themselves. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most of the time, the problem, my friend, that people talk about ain't really the problem at all. My friend, they've got something else they're trying to cover up. My friend, you hear me? My friend, get acquainted with the church. My friend, I'm talking about the church. How that Christ told Peter he is going to build. My friend, and put upon a rock. My friend, I don't have to build no crutches for the church. My friend, no, sir. I don't have to build. My friend, no crutches for the foundation. My friend, of what it's built on. My friend, I don't have to take my friend, anybody's word for what's in this book. My friend, and try to make it stand or try to make it fall. My friend, it'll stand on its own. Yes, it will. I might read you some more about a church in a minute. My friend, but I want you to know something. My friend, brethren, the church that I believe the Bible's talking about. my friend, it ain't dead, folks. No, sir. There's power in the church. My friend, there's life in the church. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you ain't gonna find no driftwood hanging around. My friend, in the church. My friend, I'm talking about the church. My friend, did you know the church had so much power? My friend, that Saul, my friend, Paul, which used to be Saul, my friend, brethren, he made havoc of it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, the Bible says, and I believe he was put there for a reason. My friend, as a young man, the Bible said, my friend, that they, you go and read over in the book of Acts, I believe it is 7th, 8th chapter somewhere. My friend, and you read about the preaching of Stephen. My friend, Stephen brought the church all the way from the wilderness. Yes, sir. He talked about the church that was in the wilderness. My friend, yes, sir. Go and read it. My friend, brethren, you listen to me. My friend, do away with the church. My friend, she ain't got no power, no way. My friend, you hear me? My friend, Saul found out different. Yes, he did. Yes, sir, it might not have the message that Stephen delivered. Didn't sound too good to them that he was preaching to. No, it didn't. My friend, it'd do you good, friend. How to get acquainted with the church. My friend, make it your, you ought to make it your obligation in life. My friend, is to get to know the church. Yes. Get to know the church. My friend, find out what she's got to offer. My friend, listen, you say, preacher, it ain't nothing but a few people. My friend, gathering together. I'll tell you something. My friend, I've gathered together with people in a lot of different places. My friend, it ain't never affected me like it did the church. My friend, yes, sir, I love being around the church. Yes, sir, Ray. Now listen to me. My friend, brethren, Peter, Paul, my friend, as well as Peter, my friend, brethren, they found out there's something in the church. My friend, yes, they did. Yes, sir. My friend, can you tell me out of the book of Acts, my friend, what the Lord told the apostles to do? My friend, were they not to go from house to house? My friend, brethren, spreading the word. My friend, yes, sir. And they done it from house to house. Yes, they did. My friend, listen to me. It meant so much. My friend, to them after the day of Pentecost. My friend, that a lot of them sold their goods. My friend, and laid their money at the disciples' feet. My friend, yes, sir. This is the early church. My friend, you all know Acts. Yes, it's Acts of the Holy Ghost. My friend, but it'll tell you about the early church. My friend, and what it really meant, how it got established. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It wasn't established on a whim. My friend, Peter and them, all they done was go to the Jew. My friend, but brethren, there's one born out of due time. My friend, and that young man, her name was Saul at one time. My friend, I'll go back to Stephen just a minute. My friend, the Lord being my helper. my friend, preacher, I didn't know there's a church in the wilderness. My friend, go and read that. My friend, and you'll find out that Moses spake, and he said, the Lord, God's going to send a man, my friend, that's going to stand and speak just like I'm speaking to you. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, Moses wasn't talking about himself. My friend, brother, he is talking about the day Christ was coming. My friend, hear me. Now listen to me. Brethren, it's no new thing. Folks, I don't know who's listening this morning or whatever. My friend, brethren, but I'll be quite frank with you. My friend, you've looked everywhere in the world and you ain't found the peace. My friend, why don't you give the church a good chance? My friend, I had a man tell me not too long ago. My friend, he said, I want you to pray for me. My friend, he said, but pray for me and I'll get things fixed up. I'm rather between me and the Lord and get back in church. My friend, that was his very words. My friend, you know what he said next? My friend, he said, but I really don't want to get in the church too much. My friend, he said, every time I do, everything in the world comes against me. My friend, you hear me? My friend, you hear me well? My friend, you go and read about these disciples. My friend, there's some scripture in here that talks about counting the cost. My friend, it ain't everybody, my friend, that's made for the church. My friend, and the truth of it is, you ain't made for it until you get born again. My friend, when you get born again, thank God, things will change. My friend, quit trying, my friend, and just get it. My friend, yes, sir, soak it up. My friend, bring it in. My friend, let Jesus take over your life. My friend, then you'll know what it is to be part of the church. Yes, sir. Brethren, there's nothing I've said. There's nothing I'll say it again. Brethren, there's not anything better. My friend, or can take the place of the church. My friend, Christ. Christ, you say, preacher, he died for the world. My friend, the world can't get what I've got. My friend, except they get born again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As long as you're searching in the world. My friend, and while I'm on it, I'm just going to tell you. My friend, brethren, there's a lot of imitations today. My friend, there's a lot of folks, my friend, have you to believe they're Christian. My friend, and live like the devil. Yes, sir, the devil ain't been born again, there will be. He ain't never going to be a member of the church. My friend, hear me. Hear me. You say, preacher, I ain't going to swallow that. My friend, you just one of them old preachers that believe. I believe what the man read this morning. Don't you? Yes, glory, hallelujah. My friend, brethren, if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. My friend, there ain't no problem with them. No, sir. Peace, I thought about the peace. My friend, I rode by this so foggy you couldn't. My friend, see very far this morning. I couldn't drive quite as quick as I normally do. My friend, but listen to me. My friend drove by the my friend, the lodge over there, and they was all out there golfing. My friend, they couldn't see from one hole to the next. My friend, I said that to say this. My friend had a man tell me he got just as much peace. My friend on the golf course as he did the church. My friend, I told him. My friend, and I'll tell you the same thing. My friend, you don't know what it is, my friend, to be part of the church. Glory, hallelujah. My friend preacher, y'all hold us too long. My friend, how long's too long? You'll go to the golf course and you'll be out there 4 hours. My friend, 5 hours. You'll wait 10-20 minutes for a hole. My friend, yes sir. And we hold you too long. My friend, something wrong with this picture. My friend, yes sir, no. My friend, preacher, I go to one of them churches, if that man ain't done at 12. My friend, I get up and leave. My friend, how many of you think God's going to put a limit on the Lord? My friend, how many of you? My friend, brethren, going to tell God to answer your prayer, and he better answer it now. My friend, brethren, that ain't the way it works. My friend, hear me. Hear me. I love my wife. My friend, as much or more than I did when I first married her. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something. My friend, I didn't do it, my friend, by leaving every time I got angry. No, sir. My friend, or every time something didn't go my way. My friend, reason a lot of them don't last today. They gonna have their way. My friend, people won't have their way. You better not get married. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. My friend, not that there's anything wrong with it. My friend, brother, and I stay around the church. You know why I stay around the church? My friend, I love the benefits. Yes, sir. I love the benefits. My friend, of just being one of his. My friend, old David loved the house of God so much. He said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. My friend, brother, we got a lot of folks living with the wicked today. Yes, sir. My friend, preacher, I ain't bad. My friend, who you measuring yourself with? I ain't bad either. My friend, I get to reading that book right there, I find out I sure do fall short. My friend, more than once. My friend, more than once. Preacher, I just don't understand you. You know why you don't understand. My friend, you ain't never been acquainted with the church. My friend, I'm going to tell you, folks. My friend, you audience that's out there, some of you probably done turned me off. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing. My friend, you don't get acquainted with the church. My friend, you're headed for a no good end. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Church is the only real thing there is. My friend, you say, preacher, you got to get out of the dark ages. My friend, well, I got news for you. My friend, I might be a little. My friend, one that sort of lives by himself. My friend, where I live, but I'm going to tell you something. My friend, my God loves me. My friend, yes, he does. You know how I know that? My friend, because he keeps passing by. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. My friend, I don't understand. My friend, I don't understand some. My friend, of the things people's doing today. My friend, brethren, how people's looking at a lot of things. My friend, there's some folks out there that says, my friend, well, preacher, if you get sick, the devil. It's because of the devil. My friend, if you're a true child of God, my friend, and the devil's got that kind of power, my friend, why ain't you dead? My friend, brethren, I guarantee he'd rather have you dead, my friend, than living. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm not. You say, preacher, you are not preached to. My friend, like that, I want you to know something. life in, by my God. This is what David said as well. He said, by my God, I've been able, to run through a troop. He said, I've been made to leap over a wall. David, you all know why David was so successful. In his war affairs, he counted on God. He counted on God. He made the church something in his life. I can't do that for you. Other people can't do that for you. Brethren, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm really to the point, my friend, if you want to do away with me, do what you got to do. That I'm just going to be honest and plain with you. Some of you's lost his shout. Some of you's lost your power with God. Some of you forgot how to pray. In a time that you ought to be praying. In a time. Preacher, I really don't think it'd do any good to pray. Brother, if you ain't got nothing to pray for, just pray for me. I'll let you pray for me. I'll take all you got. God loves his church. God's in the midst of his church. God's knowledge is in the church. God's wisdom is in the church. God's glory is in the church. It most certainly is. You ain't going to find anything that's anything about God that ain't in the church. Brethren, and he's given us the keys. Yes, he has. He's given us the keys of the kingdom. He said, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever shall be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Listen to me. Listen. I'm not here this morning, brethren, to tell you anything. That I don't believe that word of God right there won't back up. I do believe that God loves his church. I believe he's interested in his church. He loved the church so much. This is what he done for you. You say, preacher, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Read it all. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know where that everlasting life is? It's in the church. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My friend, things got a little hectic over in the book of Acts. My friend, the church was growing so, and in such a manner, my friend, that the men of God didn't have time to study, and read and do the service of God. And they called them out, seven men, full of the Holy Ghost, and made them deacons. That they might take care of these situations, that the man of God might spend his time in the book, he'll have it, and on his knees. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Saul. Saul, a young man named by the name of Saul. The message that Stephen preached, my friend, got him stoned. It got him killed. But God didn't forget him. No, sir, he didn't forget him. If I'm not mistaken, the only time you'll ever find that that he stood, in heaven. The Bible says, my friend, that while they were stoning Stephen, they laid their garments at a young man's feet by the name of Saul. Saul. Brethren, in later years, my friend Saul made havoc of the church. And Saul, so much the more, he got a little more vehement. my friend, have you ever talked to somebody about going to mercy, meeting with you, going to church? My friend's what we call it. My friend, going to church, you know what, after a while, they'll just get plumb angry with you. My friend, I ain't a going. My friend, you know what I really like? My friend, what I really like? My friend, yes, sir. My friend, is in days to come, my friend, that you see that person. My friend, enter the doors. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been told by many. My friend, ain't no need talking to that. My friend, ain't no need going down there. My friend, that I ain't going to come said I've been down there 100 times. My friend, brother, and I've been told that by a lot of people. My friend, I didn't work directly with a man, but I worked indirectly with him. We worked for the same company, my friend, or the same owner. My friend, and I dealt with him on a daily basis. My friend and his partner. My friend down there told me one day, said, you can forget him. Said, he ain't never going to come. My friend, I've been after him for years. My friend, I said, well, he lives up there in Dalton. It's when I was here last time. My friend, you listen to me. I said, he lived up there in Dalton. My friend, we ain't too far from there. My friend, brother, I said, he might come one day. You never know. My friend, brother, I just every now and then. I didn't invite him every day. My friend, it wasn't our everyday conversation. My friend, but brother, when I felt like it, I just drop a line. My friend, you know what happened? My friend, one Sunday night, my friend, that man come. I said about 3/4 way back. My friend, in this church, don't tell me. My friend, people just won't do things. My friend, when you get finished trying everything in this world, my friend, to satisfy and to bring the peace that you're looking for, my friend, give the church a try. My friend, I mean really give it a try. And I mean really get saved. If you really want to know what I'm talking about, my friend, I don't mind you coming. My friend, not a bit in this world. Brethren, the doors is open. My friend, come, thank God, come. Brother Bruce and I ain't never changed my mind. My friend, brother, if people would come, it just might be. My friend, God get a hold of them. My friend, when God gets a hold of you, my friend, I won't have to worry about you so much. Hey, yes, sir. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, I'm just going to tell you, and I don't care that you know it. I know Sunday was my first Sunday. My friend, starting back. My friend, you know what, church? My friend, the Lord showed me they still people that need Him. Yes, sir, they still people that need the Lord. My friend, you say, preacher, you ain't going to get them this day and hour. My friend, I just happen to believe that there ain't nothing wrong with the blood of Christ. My friend, I just happen to believe the Spirit of God get a hold of you. My friend, thank God it'll get a hold of you. My friend, you'll have to wrestle with it. My friend, you don't wrestle with me. My friend, but you're going to have to wrestle with the Holy Spirit. My friend, brother, make up your mind. Get things right. My friend, get acquainted with the church. My friend, the church of the living God. My friend, can I read you something? My friend, brethren, he used the church. My friend, in Christ, in a representation. My friend, just like a man married to his wife. My friend, yes, sir, how much he ought to love his wife. My friend, and how much he ought to cherish his wife. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Now, wives, that don't leave you out. Brethren, there's another verse over here that says, wives, my friend, love your own husband. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't leave the wife out. I'm not going to read all of that. my friend, that he's talking about. My friend, he said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. My friend, and he is the Savior of the body. My friend, if you ain't part of the church, my friend, then he's not your Savior. My friend, he's the Savior of the world. Preacher, you can't make that no different. I ain't making it different. My friend, I'm saying he's not your Savior. My friend, if you're not part of the body. My friend, he said he's the Savior of the body. My friend, and he's talking about the church. Yes, sir, he says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, my friend, and let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, have your wives. Love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. My friend, and gave himself for it. My friend, did you read that? The fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians, you won't read it. My friend, what did it say? And he gave himself for it. My friend, what did he give himself for? For the church. My friend, what am I preaching on this morning? The church. My friend, there's nothing in this world take its place. My friend, no sir. No sir, I don't care. My friend, brethren, what you're looking for, you'll never find the peace that comes from God anywhere except in the church. My friend, the church of the living God. My friend, that one that Christ gave himself for. My friend, yes, he gave himself for it. He said that this, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. My friend, that he might present it to himself. My friend, a glorious church. My friend, do you want to be part of a glorious church? My friend, preacher, I'm part of such and such, such and such. We got so much going on. My friend, yeah. My friend, but brethren, who? Who, my friend, are you really worshiping? My friend, and where is your love really at? My friend, I just have a problem, my friend, with those folks. My friend, brethren, that can they can give all they can give. My friend, and they can do all they can do. My friend, but when it comes to keeping the law, as we heard this morning, my friend, brethren, they don't know how to do it. My friend, it ain't that they're not trying, but I'm going to tell you how they can't. My friend, they can't because they're not part of the church. My friend, they might belong to some church name. My friend, they might be on the books, my friend, of a certain church roundabout. My friend, but they ain't part of the church. My friend, you say, preacher, your preaching won't get too many people. My friend, coming to the house of God. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, can I really just be real point blank with you? My friend, when the Lord gets a hold of your heart, my friend, like he got a hold of my heart, my friend, brother, you're going to have a hard time staying out of the church. My friend, I've said for years, my friend, you'll have a hard time running me off. My friend, from the church. My friend, I ain't talking about being pastor here. No, sir. My friend, I'll just be plain as I know how to be with you. They ain't nothing in this world, my friend, that God loves like his church. My friend, he gave himself for it. That ain't all, my friend. He's give her all the goody. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, my wife make cakes sometimes. My friend, she'll make them old pound cakes. My friend, and brother, I like about all kinds, by the way. My friend, but listen, brother, she'll make a chocolate one. My friend, one of them chocolate pound cakes. My friend, then she'll take that old homemade icing. My friend, and brother, she won't drizzle it on it. She'll she'll pour it all over. That, my friend, if you ever had a pound cake, that, my friend, you understand. That, my friend, there's a big old hole in that middle. That, my friend, when she finishes, brother, that thing's just filled up. Yes, sir. That, my friend, I'll tell you, I don't mind telling you, I like that chocolate pound cake. That, my friend, and I'm going to tell you something, I like the goodies. That, my friend, brother, that on the outside, if it ain't got enough, I'll get in that middle. Yes, I will, and I'll start digging it out. My friend, brother, a lot of you just ain't never got down to the goodie. My friend, all you see about the church is a ho-hums. My friend, oh, well, somebody hurt my feelings. My friend, well, somebody said something about me. My friend, brother, I got news for you. My friend, if you ever pastor a church, my friend, you won't make it very far. I know you won't. My friend, no, sir. I run a revival. My friend, yes, sir. It just wasn't one, but I've run a revival. My friend, brother, with his back door swing, shaking hands. There's a woman on the outside of the porch. And I don't know who she was talking to, but she had the floor. My friend, they opened that door and she said, I don't know who that man thinks he is. My friend, preaching the things he's preaching. My friend, the door shut and that's about all I heard. My friend, you know what? I'd just say, preacher, didn't that bother you? Yeah, it did. My friend, yes, and I give it some thought. I give it so much thought, I come back the next night. Yes, sir. My friend, I give it so much thought that I come back the rest of the week. Yes, sir. My friend, preacher, you just mean. My friend, I ain't mean. I go tell you something. If you really got the love of God in your life, my friend, and you really know something about Him, my friend, you can't help but to be yielded, my friend, or to be drawn to the church. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, God loves you. My friend, He loves the church. He loves so much He gave Himself for it. My friend, He says that He might present it unto Himself a glorious church. My friend, I'm part of a glorious church, ain't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, glory, hallelujah. My friend, I ain't talking about where my membership is. My friend, though, my membership's there because my friend, my Lord satisfied with me. Yes, sir, right where it's at. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Glory to God. He ain't the only one, I am too. But listen to me. Listen, thank God. You know, even working on the job, my friend, is better when you really like your job. Listen to me. My friend, it don't mean you're going to like it 365 days a year. My friend, it don't mean you ain't going to have days, my friend, that you despise being there. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing, I normally find a way to go back. My friend, now if it gets to where that's the only way it is, I'll find something else. Yes, sir, or I'll come to terms, my friend, with where I'm at. My friend, you know what people's come to terms with today? It's not the church. My friend, they've come to terms with the world. You say, preacher, I'm not that bad person you preaching to today. My friend, I've not said you as bad at all. My friend, and I'll tell you something, they still not anything take place of the church. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. Glorious church. My friend, not now, not having spot. My friend, if I can read or wrinkle or any such thing, but it, that it should be holy and without blemish. My friend, holy and without blemish. My friend, can I tell you how God looks at the church? My friend, He looks at the church through His Son, Jesus Christ. My right, friend, I've got much more to preach to you, and I'm not going to be able to. I'm about wore out. Yes, sir. Help now, friend, I appreciate these that are here today. Help now, friend, I appreciate you being here. Help now, friend, wherever you might be. Help now, friend, I really don't like it when I can't see you. Help now, friend, but I'll be quite frank with you. Help now, friend, somebody been praying. Help now, friend, somebody been praying. Somebody help me. Help now, friend, this morning. I'm just going to have to believe, my friend, there's more church lovers out there than you think they are. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you how much he loves you. Help now, friend, and how much he thinks about you. Help now, friend, brother. Go on. Go on, my friend. Search for your peace out there. Help now, friend, you ain't never going to find it. My friend, when you get tired of looking, then you come to the church. My friend, yes, sir, I don't like that saying. You know what it's about? In one sense of the way, I don't like it. But I'm going to tell you, my friend, if you're one of his, do you know what he's doing? My friend, if you're one of his and you're afar off, my friend, do you know what he's doing? My friend, he's doing the very same thing that the prodigal son's father was doing. My friend, he's looking for you. He's waiting for you. My friend, he just can't hardly wait till you get back. Get back, word preacher, back to the church. My friend, where you belong. You know the real truth of the matter is, my friend, if you've ever been born again, you don't belong to the world and you'll never fit. My friend, you'll never fit. Look at your friends. My friend, look at them that you run with. My friend, you ever heard the old saying, the birds of a feather flock together? My friend, I heard that all my life. My friend, you know what? Get out in your yard sometimes and see what kind of birds flock together. Yes, sir. Some of them come in droves. My friend, they come in companies. My friend, some of them comes in smaller companies. But you know what? There's more than one. They always together. My friend, preacher, if the church had something to offer my children, my friend, well, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, brother, the church has something to offer you and your children. My friend, and brethren, what we offer your children ain't going to last them a day. It ain't going to last them a week. My friend, and they might not go back to school talking. My friend, about what they had to eat and drink. My friend, but they might go back to school talking about what happened in meeting at the church. You say, preacher, you're just one of them old fogies. My friend, well, my friend, I've become one. Yes, I have. Despite all, my friend, despite all, my friend, I know what an old fogey is. My friend, I really do. But I'm going, can I tell you something this morning? God loves you. My friend, can I tell you something this morning? You ain't where you ought to be. My friend, he's still watching. He's still waiting. Can I tell you something else, my friend? When the father told his other son, said, go get that fatty calf. My friend, fatty calf. He already had one put up. My friend, did he not? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, go get that robe. My friend, go get them shoes. Go get that ring. My friend, yes, sir, said, my son was once lost, but now he's found. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen to me. Listen to me this morning. You say, preacher, God really don't love me that much. My friend, brother, the truth of it is, he's the only one that does love you. Yes, sir. He's the only hope you've got. My friend, yes, he has. Yes, he is. I believe in prayer. My friend, the scripture tells us to pray for one another. My friend, church, who you going to pray for? My friend, the church ain't made up of one. They ain't just one person. He said two or three. Did he not? He said, where two or three are, there I'll be in the midst. My friend, brother, now I could get into all that too, but I'm not going to. My friend, brother, how in the world can I pray for one another if one another ain't part of me? My friend, I got to know one another, don't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Or the Lord. Now, the Lord put people on your heart. My friend, the Lord can bring faces to you. Yes, he can. He will. My friend, you get acquainted with the church and you find out if he won't. My friend, can I tell you something? Brethren, the world don't have what you need. My friend, don't bank on the world. My friend, oh, we're in trouble sometimes. You better believe we are. My friend, we're probably in more trouble than we really know. But I'm going to tell you something. My friend, thank God, I know one that, thank God, can calm the trouble. Yes, sir. If he can't calm it in your life, my friend, he can calm it in mine. My friend, I've had him to calm me, my friend, more than once, both naturally and spiritually. My friend, yes, he has. Yes, he has. My friend, can I hush? My friend, can I stop? The Bible says, my friend, here I'm going to try to read this little bit left to you. My friend, then I'm going to tell you just a little bit more about the church, and then I'll hush. My friend, brethren, get acquainted with her. Know her. My friend, know her. My friend, if you know him like I know him, then you would make my Savior yours this very hour. If you know the church like I know the church, you'd make the church yours this very hour. You'd do it. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church.
Amen.
Even as the Lord the church.
Amen.
Listen, there's a semicolon there, I believe. It says, for we are members of his body. Now, I want you to get this. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Go and read it. Fifth chapter, book of Ephesians. You won't know how much God loves the church. You won't know how much Jesus loved the church. He gave himself for it.
Yeah.
He said, we're members of his body. His body. Preacher, I just don't know about you this morning. Brethren, I'm still talking about the church.
Yeah.
And that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
We're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. Do you hear that?
Yes.
This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Amen.
Christ and the church. I believe with all my heart that Christ died for the sin of this world. Book tells us it did. But brethren, he gave himself for the church. Huh? He loves the church. The church is part of him. I ain't got time. I probably do have time. I ain't got the strength. I'm not finished. But I'm going to have to finish. Preacher, there's more scripture. There's more. I hadn't even touched. I hope and pray this morning that your thoughts of the church have changed.
I hope and pray that you see the church in a different eye than you have in the past. You go to the book of Revelation, people get all twisted up on a lot of different things in the book of Revelation. You go to the book of Revelation and you find out in the first chapter, brethren, that there were seven churches in Asia. In Asia. You can read about those seven churches in the book of Acts. And it went on to say, to him that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church.
Amen.
That not right? Unto the church. Church, he ain't left you out, my friend. He's the four part of his thinking is the church. May God bless you. I appreciate being here. I really enjoyed trying to preach to you this morning. Thank God. A little bit different for us, but I'll be quite frank with you. It ain't bothered me too much. It really hadn't. I just hope and pray that you get acquainted. Get acquainted with the church like we have. Come to know the church like we have.
Yes.
Come to know the Lord like we have. I can't talk about anybody else. I can't tell you how somebody else, my friend, believes or feels or sees things. But I can tell you this morning, my friend, I'm glad that I'm part of the church.
Amen.
Of the living God. Hope and pray that if you feel a need of prayer, that you pray. You can get a hold of the Lord. If it helps you, it does. If it helps you right now and you just feel like you got to reach out to touch something, then reach out and touch it.
Yes.
But the fact of it is, when you as an individual believe on Him as your personal Savior, He'll save you.
Amen.
He'll save you. He ain't going to leave you stranded. He ain't going to forget you. God loves you. We love you. May God bless you.